Hello.
Jason, good morning. John over at Locals Flash. How's it going, sir?
Good. I just got a phone call from a number that was almost identical to this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually Angie's list or whatever, Angie's leads, but
Oh.
almost identical, bro.
Are you serious? You know,
I swear.
let me ask you this. What phone number is popping up?
Let's see, it's the 2643-2511.
Yeah, see, I got to talk to my tech guys over here because I have my direct line, and I'm surprised that it's not popping up. I don't know why it's happening. So it's been like an ongoing thing.
That issue last time we talked too.
Yeah, man, it's been an ongoing issue with this, and I don't know. I gave you my actual direct number though, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure at least you have it too, because that's the best way to get a hold of me. It goes right to me, you know. So I don't want you having any issues.
Reconfirm one more time that I didn't delete it when I was cleaning up my phone, but I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
okay.
about it.
Okay, no worries. Well, when we go over everything here, I'll send, because we have to go through an email as well too. And then on that email has my direct line, my extension, the phone number you can text, all that. Okay. So
perfect.
I got you, buddy. Yes, sir. All right. So, let's get us started here. Jason, how do you spell your last name?
WADSWORTH.
All right. Am I pronouncing this right? Wadsworth, right?
Correct.
Okay. Craziest thing, my father lives on Wadsworth Street. Our business on a Wadsworth Street. I swear to you. Wadsworth Boulevard. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, there's, I mean, it's a big name. It just doesn't seem like it, but there's water towers. There's towns. Arizona has a whole city or whatever. With the water.
Yeah, man. You got a strong last name on there. No joke.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, yes. Anyways, go ahead. Yep, listen.
Yeah. All right, I get distracted, man. All right, Jason, what's the email we could send the invoice and also a second form of contact for you in the future here?
Invoice and second form. Does the email that you already have work, or do you not have one yet?
I don't have one saved on this one here.
Okay, so it'll be that one guy, restoration@gmail.com, and it's the number one, not the word one.
Oh, okay, salt out. Okay, I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what I'm going to do is set up everything here. Okay, but the business name is the number one, right? And it's all one word, like that one guy is all one word?
So it's... it's that one, the number one, and then guy, and then restoration. But that's actually the email as well, so it's not any different from the name itself.
Okay, got it. Oh, and then this. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. So the actual business name on paper form is that one guy, restoration and remodel, LLC.
Okay.
And
oh, LLC.
Okay. Yes, sir. That's full time.
Okay. Perfect. I'm glad you mentioned that because on paper is the most important, because what we're going to do is we're going to have Google send a letter physically in the mail to you, okay?
Okay.
And they need to validate that you're a real person, obviously, and have a real real business. So once you receive that letter, it takes a little bit to get to you. That's just the longest part, man. So as soon as you just look out for this in the mail, and then as soon as you get it, respond right away. You can do it, go give them a call, send it by mail, email, or go on the website, okay? So, the letter that they will send out, we're going to send it to the 472 Croft Drive. Is that right? A3401? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And I made sure to write down a few things myself. It's been a little bit, so you got to jog my memory a little here. I also made some strong promises for you, far as website as well, too. Is that something you still want to go ahead and have us do for you?
I'd like to go through the whole thing, but I thought website was like the main thing that you were doing for me.
All right. I'll make sure I got because you know, all these things, are usually cost extra and I wrote in the notes to make sure it's not. So I really hooked you up, man.
I appreciate all your time on it too, but, what else was going on with it?
Yeah. So we're going to do a website for you. We're also going to do Facebook ads for you as well, too, a Facebook business page. You're going to have an account management team Monday through Friday. You're going to have first page of Google and 60 different directories that you're going to get to own. Okay. So talking about those directories, I know all about it, but our technician team and account management team, they're the ones that run the magic. Okay. They're going to go over all of that with you. Now, I need to set up a tech call for you and them. Now, I need to make sure you have an hour window just for them to give you a call within that time frame. What day works best for you for them to give you a call to do that? Do you have time available tomorrow?
I mean, so I'm going to make a payment today. Nothing's going to be – ain't nothing – is anything going to happen until I receive that letter in the mail? And
oh, most definitely. Yes. Yeah, all your directories and your tracking system is going to be completed within the first 5 to 7 days. That's why it's important to set up that tech call right away, so that way they can start working on all that. Because they need to confirm everything we go over today, because they're not going to start from scratch when they talk to you. I'm going to send them all the information, make sure they're working on things, they confirm those things, because once it's up online, man, we want to make sure it's consistent and correct, right?
Yep, love it.
So
I'll make, I guess I don't really have a choice. I'll just have to take a time out whenever, but I'd say same deal, first thing in the morning.
Okay. Tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. What is today?
Today's Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, already.
That was a quick week, man.
Right? It's insane. Okay. Let's see here. Because you are an hour ahead of them. The earliest I could do it for you is at 8 a.m. your time. Is that okay?
That works. Yep.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to send you an email. Give me 1 second. It's from the Google Calendar. Just make sure to hit yes on your end to show that you're committed, and our technician team is going to hit yes on their end to show you that they're committed as well, too, okay? So give me 1 second.
Do I need to do that, like, immediately right now or in a minute?
No.
Or what?
Yeah, just make sure you do it before tomorrow, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And is this the best number they can reach you on, the one I'm calling now? Okay. Now, they're going to call from an 877 number. If I don't call in with them, they're still going to call, but I'm going to try to make it so that way I can introduce you guys, okay? Because you're going to be talking with them a lot.
I'll just try to answer everything that comes through.
All right. I'm sending that now. Okay, I just sent that over. And then we're going to go over all a few things so that way I can, again, I want them to start now. So as far as the phone number you would like your customers to contact you on, is it the same number?
Correct.
Okay, and do you also want them to text and call you, or just or in email, or just call?
Whatever their preferred method is, text, call, or email is all great with me.
Okay, perfect. I feel like the more the merrier, right? So.
Yes. Sure.
Okay, let's go over some main words and verbiage that you would like to be found for, like your services in general. I'm not asking for all of them right now, but if we can get as much as we can, that'd be great. And then that way, again, I want them to start on those words immediately, okay? So give me a second. I'm going to pop this up here. I mean, obviously, we want to do a few things, but I want to make sure I put everything that you want to be found for. So you hit me with it, and I'll go ahead and start typing away, okay?
I'll see what I can do. Let's see, shower doors.
Shower doors.
Frameless, framed. Custom.
Design.
Installation provided.
Repair as well?
Yes, repair as well. Okay. Fast shipping, like 10-day turnaround at the most.
Okay.
Let's see, windows and doors. Installation as well. Let's see, repairs as well. Interior, exterior. Remodel, new build.
Okay.
Let's see. I guess that's just with the window and door section. And then I need, like, decks, trees, stuff like that, tree removal.
Tree removal. Yeah, so we want to hit the main. Yeah, exactly. I want to make sure we're hitting the main ones here for you, okay? Tree removal, decks. I got everything so far. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put in parentheses here. Please advise customer may want to add more. That way, when you do talk to them tomorrow, they ask that question, you have some time to go and write a few other things down as well, too, just in case, okay?
Yeah, I mean, my question would be, like, are we kind of going to stray away from interest by with the customer by putting in, you know, going from shower doors to trees?
No, not at all. So here's the thing. This is my tip, okay? I mean, you can take a grain of salt, I won't take any offense, but when it comes to services that you offer, why not put everything that you can do, right? Because you never know what customer is looking for you. And if they're looking for tree removal and they see everything else, and you do tree removal, but then you don't put it, you're not going to get it, right? You miss all the, what was that, Babe Ruth or something, you know, you strike out on all the balls that you don't swing on. So it's like, you know, you got to make sure you throw it out there.
Yeah, I've never heard none of Babe Ruth's sayings or nothing. That's pretty funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, same thing like Wayne Gretzky. There you go. You miss all the shots you don't take. There you go.
Oh, yeah. That makes perfect sense, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And then I'm going to put a reminder for our technicians as well, too, so that way they don't miss on this, okay? So give me just a second here.
Put in there probably that I'm licensed, insured, and have workman's comp and all that stuff, right?
Yes, I'm licensed and insured. Well, this is services you offer on here. So when our techs go over that part with you, you know, you can put it as your when they're looking you up on Google, have a license and insurance. Right, right. This is just the services part on here. Now, commercial and residential, just commercial, just residential?
Yes, both commercial, residential. Let's see. Custom on the windows and doors, too, obviously.
Okay, yeah. Custom. Okay, hold on. Let's go back.
I would put, like, sliding, French, single, double hung. Trim would be a big one, because a lot of time we got to retrim the windows.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll just say, I'll start writing some shit down so I can give it to the guys tomorrow.
And go over that with them, too. I mean, they're going to have it there. I want you to say, what do you have? They'll repeat it back to you. That way, because, again, we want to make sure that part is strong, okay? So.
Got it. Sorry, right.
And then,
important part, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then do you have a Facebook page already right now?
Sort of. It's a shit show. You want me to find it for you?
If you can. And then if you can text me that just the URL, that'd be great.
Because
we're going to run the ads for you.
Okay. So you switch account. I'm in it right now, or almost in it right now.
Okay.
Right here, switch account. Now you're going to have to tell me how do I find the URL out of it.
All right, I got you, man. Do you have an iPhone? I forgot.
I'm on an Android.
Android. Okay. It might be a little different from the way I'm looking at it, but you're going to go to your app, obviously, the Facebook app.
Okay, yep.
And then when you're in there, you should see like a hamburger. I call it a hamburger. It's three horizontal lines.
I just call those the settings, but yeah, I'm in that. I'm actually cruising through some other shit now.
Okay.
Okay, let me back out of all the bullshit I got myself in. Okay, I'm at the menu, and it's showing me a ring, like a sprocket, so I think that's supposed to be my settings, no?
Yes. So, yeah, you want to go to your settings and then look up your profile?
Oh, I'm supposed to look up my own profile.
No, through your thing. Don't worry. It should be in there. It says, see my profile.
Well, I'm in my profile at the moment.
Oh, okay. So when you're in there, there's a spot where it says edit profile. Don't click this, but it says edit profile, and there's three little dots next to it. Do you see anything like that?
Let's see here. Oh, hey, I think I found the three dots. Yep, I found it.
Beautiful. When you click on that, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you should see the URL copy link.
Your page link, personalized
yep,
link on Facebook, copy link. Okay, got it.
I'm going to text
then,
you right now.
Okay.
And then you should
make it easy.
Right, exactly. I put, this is John.
Dude, it's got to suck working with a dinosaur in this day and age, huh? Oh, yeah, I did have you saved.
All right.
Here you go, boss. That was like lightning.
Hey, sir. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do any type of apps like Cash App, check, Cash in general?
I do PayPal, which is running I really only run PayPal through my app called Joist. It's where I do all my estimates and my shit like that. Anyway, it breaks it down. It's pretty easy to use. It puts everything onto PayPal, and then I can do Venmo. That Joist actually accepts all credit cards, and it even does some financing.
Oh, shoot. That's pretty cool. Okay.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah. And then, okay, so is that the only way you accept payment, though? Or do you do check as well and cash and
accept check and cash as well, yeah.
Okay, cool. Anytime, now, again, this is a better, I just want to make sure you're set up for success, okay? Anytime you need to make changes, anytime you need modifications, if you want to do it, great, you have the option to, but if you want us to do it, communication is everything, please. Just let us know. That way they can make that adjustment for you. If you don't let us know, we can't read your mind, right? So.
Yeah. What adjustment?
Any type of adjustment. Let's say you want to add a new zip code, or you want to run a new promotion, add a keyword, anything like that. Please.
Understood.
This is all imparted. This is all in part of your package. So I don't want you to feel like afraid, like, man, it probably might charge me more. No, you're not. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I'm setting up that Square app. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if that's something that I'm supposed to finish setting up and then hand it over or what, but they accept credit cards and do all that. I was kind of trying to transfer over to Square instead of Joist. And then they have a website thing too or whatever. I don't really know how it all works.
Gotcha. So what I would recommend on that one is wait until you actually have it up and running and then let our techs know so that way they can make that adjustment for you.
I think that sounds good too.
Yeah. Because the last thing we put that in there, you have a customer ready to pay and then they leave a bad review because it's not ready. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it all, man.
I think, as far as getting reviews goes, I mean, how are they going to do that?
So anytime they want to leave a review, just let them know. When they go on Google, they'll always save those reviews on there. And reviews go ahead.
For the startup right now, for Google's website that they're going to build, can they just pull my reviews that's already out there on the internet or what?
No, unless here, let me double check something here. Because if you have...
I have quite a few at Home Advisor, and then some other places. But
if you have Home Advisor, it won't transfer the Home Advisor. Home Advisor has its own linked stuff to them, right? So only people that are part of Home Advisor can even see it, really. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
that's funny. I took some screenshots of it anyways and fucking posted it on my profile, so.
That's awesome. There you go. I love it. All right. Yeah, that one. You know, the good news is, though, you still have really good ratings from HomeAdvisor, I'm showing. So with that being said, if they see the HomeAdvisor still, even when you turn it off, they'll still see your ratings sometimes on it. So it just only helps your situation. So.
Right on.
All right. And then, listen, I want to make sure, I'm going to repeat back your email because it, on my email, it sent it back saying it didn't send to you. I want to make sure. I probably messed up somewhere. I'm going to spell it out. I got that, THAT 1 ONE, guy.
Number one. Number one.
Oh, on the email?
Yes.
Oh. Just
on
like
both.
The same. Okay.
Yeah, email and company name.
Okay, got it. Let me make that adjustment right now.
Yeah, it was too late, but I was, after I submitted my company name, I was going to make some changes to it, and then the other day it fucking dawned on me. I could have put that little symbol for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been TH
yep.
at, and then, damn, that would have been cool.
That would have been, I was going to say, that would have been pretty cool. Sorry to put lemon on the cut there, but...
I don't know.
It's all good, man. No worries. All right. Two things here. So as far as your distance that you would like to travel for your customers, how far would you like to really go? Like,
well, so are we going just miles or do I need to name off counties and towns?
Because I can go off miles and hit like 50 miles out. But if you have specific towns or cities that you want to make sure is in there, I could do that too. I could book both. So, up to
yeah,
you.
I think I'd rather do that. I don't want to go anywhere south because they don't pay south of my town, really. You know what I mean?
Got you. Okay. Yeah, let's do it then.
So, like Victor, Driggs, Teton, Tetonia.
Okay, hold on. Rexburg. Victor, Driggs? How do you spell Driggs?
Driggs.
Oh, Driggs.
And that's Driggs.
Okay.
Teton, Tetonia, Rexburg,
okay. Yep.
Island Park, and let's see, that's probably good. Yep, that'll do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put in the same thing. Customer may want to add more. Just you have time till tomorrow if you want to add some more in there at any time. It's, again, free of charge, okay? So...
oh, perfect.
You want to add more or anything like that. Okay.
How about Swan Valley while I got you on the phone?
Yeah. Swan Valley.
I forgot to put that one on there.
Got you.
And then Idaho Falls is obviously already on there, no?
Right. Yeah, I was going to say. that was like the number one put I put on there first.
Shit. Thank you.
Gotta stay local, man.
Gotta be watching.
Right. All right, and then hours of operations, Monday through Friday, 24/7.
24/7.
All right.
No rest for the wicked.
All right, I got you, partner. Okay, so we're good here, there, I thought. And then the card that we'll be using today, Jason, is it going to have a middle initial on there, or is it just first and last name?
Oh, shit, I was going to put it on the... it'll have a middle initial.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, we'll get to that in a sec. I don't want you to think you got to do it right now. I want to make sure the text receive your stuff first. So, yeah. I'm very careful with everything, man. I want to make sure I triple check it all. I make sure that the right price, I never change it. Like, you know what I mean? I take care of it as if I was being taken care of, you know? So.
I super appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I know we've been playing phone tag for a minute there, though.
Yeah, I think since the company started, man, like 2.5, 3 years ago.
Shoot.
Not really. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, it's been a month. Yeah. I was like, shoot, now you're making me feel like... No, you're good.
No.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
So I just sent everything to them right now. I'm putting a reminder for them as well. So that way, there's no excuse, okay? Now, far as before we make any type of payments and stuff, unfortunately, there is people out there that are gonna try. Okay, they're gonna try, but they're gonna fail on this. If they ask for any information from you, if they call and say their name is John from Local Splash, especially if they're asking for more money, if they don't know your security question or your answer, I want you to hang up right away. Okay, you have my direct number as well too. You let me know right away so I can let our tech know and we make sure that it doesn't come through to you again. Okay.
Well, how do I know if this John from Local Splash is not the guy?
I'm setting this up for you. You can ask me a crazy question. I got notes from our talks.
Yeah. Most criminals don't take notes like that, huh?
Right, right. Unless they don't have my crazy laugh, man. So
that too. They tried to pull the hustle on me about 3 or 4 times already, though.
Stop, really?
Yeah.
How so? Did they try to get some money out of you or what?
Well, they pretended to be a customer wanting their house re-sided, so I drove all the way to Blackfoot, measured out a house, walked around, checking shit out, took all my notes, sent an estimate, was getting ready to send them a fucking bill, and then get started on the stripping of the current siding, and I had just this weird fucking feeling, so I called the realtor, because it was up for sale, and I called the realtor, and he's like, "No, dude, that is not who owns the home. That home is not to be re-sided. Please don't tear the siding off."
Oh my god!
Yeah, buddy. And then there was another one. Dude had me go over to a tree, a big old motherfucker in like old downtown.
Yeah.
And he wanted that cut down, so I was fixing to start chopping that sucker up and found out that fool scammed me again, or another guy, or whoever, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about, sometimes, like, I worry about humanity, I swear. I really do.
No,
me too. Like, All right, man. Well, listen, we'll make sure, here, so we're going to set up, you could choose out of these 3 security questions. Now, you can make up whatever answer you want to them as well, too. But
right.
By all means, man, even if I call in again, I would not take any offense. You ask, what's your security question? You don't say, hey, what's the answer to this question? Does that make sense? You don't want to give them any hints.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we got the first one is, you can choose only one out of these, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's just go with the pet.
Pet. Okay. And what would that be?
Spot.
All right.
Definitely my first dog. Yeah,
oh, really? Okay.
Not my first dog, man, but he was just such a great dog that he's about the only one that stands out. You know?
Listen, I had an English bulldog that passed away, man. He was like family to me. I was heartbroken.
It's tough when dogs go.
Yeah. They are family, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's just rough, man.
They can't talk. You know, you gotta understand them without being able to hear them talking.
Yep. You gotta build that strong bond, you know? And, we had that. I'm glad you had that as well. So you got to experience that too. So, all right, Farner. So now we got this set here. We're gonna do the recorded part. So any questions that I ask, it's only a few questions here. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions for me or any concerns, stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Okay.
Got it.
All right, let's do it. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
That One Guy Restoration and Remodel LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Wadsworth, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. That's why we set up that security question, okay? So make sure. Please don't ever fall for that. It would kill me. All right. All right. So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last one here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 22nd in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 22nd in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right, Jason, we're at the last part here. We're going to go over the payment option here. So the card that we'll be using today, is it to the same billing address, the 472 Croft Drive?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of card is it that we'll be using?
It's a Wells Fargo Visa.
Perfect. Do you like Wells Fargo?
Honestly, I think they have a really great online banking as far as me paying my own bills, and it's pretty user-friendly.
Okay.
Other than that, they're not very helpful when you want loans and shit like that, but they're pretty good.
Okay. I appreciate that, honestly, man. Yeah, because I had a long time ago, and it was a fiasco what happened, and I heard they got a lot better, but I don't know. So, first, you know,
I mean,
what happened?
The user-friendliness of the online setup is just, I mean, to me, that's worth all their flaws in general, you know?
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to look into it, so I appreciate that, man. Thank you. All right, sir. Yeah. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Let's see here. 43, 42, 56, 60, 1103, 0235.
Perfect.
And the 3 numbers is 494.
Oh, is that the, and that's a expiration, right?
No, the expiration is 0426.
Okay. Then you said security, I don't want to say it out loud, so what was the security code as well?
Security was 494.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to make sure before I process any payment, I'm going to triple check this real quick before it does, because I got you at the lowest pricing, pretty much a family discount here.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. I talked to some other people about it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $249, and once it goes through, it's going to send you a text message and an email with the invoice, okay? So give me just a second.
Okay.
It'll be our last step, and you're all squared away from there. Tomorrow I will give you a call with our technicians, so that way I can introduce you. You guys can go over all that magic from there. Okay. It just went through. Let me know when that text comes to you.
Okay.
Takes a little bit sometimes, but yeah, I just want to make sure I'm staying on the phone with you guys all the time, you know?
Yep. It's still waiting. Maybe if I clear. Okay, so it came from your text message, or no?
Perfect. And then in that one, it should be like a click here to sign terms or something like that. Do you see that anywhere?
Yes. I see click here, invoice. Was this supposed to be a text from your phone?
Yes. So it should be coming from the usually comes from the 877 number, so.
Yeah, the 877.
Okay, good. Then yes.
6225. So that's what I had you saved as.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, good. Once you pop that open, you're going to see everything we spoke about is all inclusive, the breakdown, all that. You're going to scroll down to the bottom where it has a little checkbox on the top, like a little bit above your name to sign.
I'm still scrolling. It's quite a bit of nonsense here. I have a phone number. Do I keep going past the phone number?
Yeah, it should be on the very bottom of it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Made it. my name is with a Y. Is that going to matter?
Yes. I want to make sure it's fully correct for you, okay? So hold on one second. Yeah, J-A-Y-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. Let me make sure I update that. That's unique, man. First one I've seen like that, so that's cool.
Yeah, named after my Uncle Lane, who died in a car crash. His middle name was J-A-Y. So my dad just named me Jason with the Y.
Wow. I like it. It has a story behind that too, man. That's pretty awesome. That touches home right there. All right.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you send another one?
Did it come out to you already?
It did, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Except the link did not. It has support at Local Splash.
Okay.
It doesn't have the link.
The only other way I can see, here, actually, I think I might be able to send it through text again.
Hey,
it
adjusted
it.
All I did was I backed out of the original one and then just clicked back into it and it adjusted itself.
Okay. Great. Okay, cool.
Also, you asked if my card had a middle initial. And then I said, yeah, and I don't see any middle initials coming into play yet. Do you need to look into that?
Yes. Okay, so I'm glad you're catching this, man. Jason, what's the middle initial that's on there?
G.
G. Okay. I'm going to update it one more time on here and then back out and then refresh, hit back in, and that should be the same way in there as when you sign.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we talked about for Google Maps, but that's all covered in the thing too, right?
Yep. You better believe it is. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just couldn't remember.
So our deal is we want to make sure to get you as quickly as possible up to that first page, right? And so we're going to help build the traffic. Yep.
I don't know if I was waiting on you to put the G in there, but I went ahead and clicked and went in anyways, and it is there. Am I good to continue?
Yep, you're good to continue.
Okay, check the box. Gonna sign.
All right, beautiful.
It doesn't want my full middle name. It just wants the initial.
Yeah, just the initial. The way it's I put it in here.
Perfect. Okay, it took me to a username and password login page.
There you go. That's how I know you did it right. Okay, so that's our step with our technicians tomorrow. They're going to help you develop that with you so that way you can understand how to track all of your customers are calling in live, see what keywords are working, what's not, and we can make modifications, okay? Yes, sir.
Perfect.
I told you. I got you, my man. So I appreciate you taking the time as well, too, you know? So.
Yeah, thanks for your patience. I know I was a difficult one to deal with.
Not at all, man. I'm serious. You're okay.
Bullshit. I'm probably the worst you've had so far.
No, believe it or not, not nowhere near it. But listen, I want to make sure I'm going to send you. Well, you have my number, but I want to make sure you have my email as well too. So can you
I can go check my emails real quick. You can just send an email to me.
Yeah, yeah, just because in there on the bottom of that email has all of my direct line extension. You can text this number, obviously, as well, too. But just in case, I know you're pretty much going to be talking to our text from here on out, but I want to be there for you in case you need it. You know what I mean? So never leave behind.
For sure.
Yeah,
I have a JSEO invitation from an unknown something, local / CIEN. Is that already a scam or what?
No. JSEO at Relevant Ads. That's me. That was your Google calendar. Yeah, so make sure you hit yes for your tech call tomorrow.
Got it. Unknown sender, not added to calendar yet. I know the sender. And then where is my calendar?
Oh, in the email, you're going to hit yes. It should be able to go through there.
Oh, there it is. Yep, got it. Okay, I clicked it. I think it went.
Yep, I see.
Yeah, it says responding. Perfect.
All right, perfect, perfect. All right, man, we got you all taken care of over here. Welcome to the family, man. We'll make sure, again,
you.
Tomorrow. Yes, sir. Make sure to answer the phone tomorrow. 877 number. All right.
I'll try not to make you look bad in front of your people.
You're good, man.
All right,
I'll talk to you.
I don't want to embarrass you.
I don't know. We'll talk to you then, man. Take care, okay?
All right. You have a good day. Thank you.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.